Tonight's shir, Mishnah Soifrim, Ois Mem through Ois Samech. Tsuras Ois Mem Pesucha. How do you write the open mem, the mem that appears in the beginning or middle of a word? Ois Mem Pesucha, Tmunasa Ketsas, Kmochof Vav. The appearance of a mem, an open mem, should kind of look like a chof and then a vav. Attached, but it's a chof and a vav. And therefore, the upper right corner of the mem should be rounded, like a chaf. But the bottom right of the mem should not be rounded. It should actually come squared, but there's nothing jutting back. The top of the mem should not be curved. It should be straight. Rak letzad yamin yeh agol. Just the upper right corner is rounded. Gam yeh gaga aroch ad keneged moshav atachton. We also want that the roof of the mem should extend the same length as the base below. Because zeh lechatchil, this is all lechatchil. It's not ma'akev v'dievet. V'hachartoim shebetzad smol. Now the beak of the mem, if you will, the ois that we say is like a vav, that appears on the left side. Yizoher lidbog oso legago. One should be careful to attach it to the top of the mem. V'yelechadchila kim'at moshuch b'shov imagag. And lechadchila, it should almost be as if it's attached entirely straight across with the top of the mem. Rakshia b'neihem letzad ma'ala k'mo pegam katam. But we want, there should be like a wedge, empty, a small pegam, at the top, separating the top parts of the mem and the vav, but at the bottom it's going to be attached. Usmunas acharatum tihi kamovav omedes. Now this beak, this hanging piece of the mem, should look like a vav standing. Muta ketsas balachsim lo harbe, and it should be leaning a little bit, but not a lot. V'yegia ad keneged moshav hatachton v'ad bechal, and it should reach all the way down to the base of the mem. But be very careful that it should not touch. If the mem, the vav of the mem, the beak, touches the bottom, even a little bit, you have to take another sefer Torah, because it looks like a mem sofis. So you have to make sure there's a space between the hanging piece of the mem and the base. At the same time, we don't want there to be a big separation between the bottom of the vav and the base of the mem, because then the vav is going to be angled a lot, and we don't want that. Now, if this beak, if this vav was not touching the top of the mem, the part that looks like a chaf, v'nir kechav vav, so when you look at it, you see a chaf, and you see a vav. Puzzle. It's totally puzzle. V'in moya lo tikun betfilin mezuzas m'kasa achov, and you can't fix it if it's tfilin mezuzas, and you wrote after it, because of shalok kesidrin, the havish lo kesidrin. U'kede'el b'simin lamed beis sifchav hei, ayin shal mishne brua, this was described before in Salam Beis, look there, mishne brua sifkan kuf yutes. Again, if the vav of the mem was not touching the chaf of the mem, if the two pieces were not touching, and this happened to Sefer Torah, you'd have to take another Sefer Torah. For hu adin, in hidbik hachartam lamata, b'mekom p'sichasa lahamem de pasul. Similarly, if the bottom of the vav seals to the base, it's pasul. We discussed this before in Salam Beis, if Yud Ches, that you have to scrape off the entire chartum, the nintikun, as far as how to mend this. If you didn't write anything else in the Tefillin Mezuzos, because again, it's focused in them, because right now it's like a mem sofis. If I just scrape off, make a space that it shouldn't be touching, it's chok tochus. So you'd have to scrape off the entire chartum. Tsuras ois mem stuma. Now, how do you make the mem sofis, the closed mem? Ois mem stuma tia lechatchila agul lemal tzad yamin. Lechatchila, the mem sofis should be rounded on the upper right corner, the same as the mem psucha. Ulamata yila zavis yamin vila smol, and at the bottom we want it squared on the right and the left. The base of the mem sofis should be squared on the right and left. So tia nires kesamech, we don't want it to look like a samech. The imlo osakein, and if the bottoms were not squared, vatina karol kesamech, and a child looks and says a samech, psula, it's no good. The halacha is that if the mem sofis is rounded at the base on either side, right or left, you'd have to take out another sefer Torah. Says, ideally, the mem sofis should be squared on all four corners. Because it's so easy to make the error and end up with a samach. I think when teaching children Kriya, this is one of the hardest letters to teach, the mem sofis versus the samach. This mem, the mem sofis, should be sealed on all sides. The roof of the mem sofis should actually lechatchila extend over the left arm, if you will, a little bit, so it looks like a vav. Again, the same idea, like we said before, that a regular mem is a chaf with a vav. So you want the mem sofis to also have on the left side like a vav. So it doesn't meet at the top left corner flush, but rather just extend out a little bit. Now, don't keep going a lot beyond the left leg. If you did, you should scrape off the excess. There's no ishul chaktochus over here. Ushul kesidin, no parashul kesidin, because it's clearly a mem sofis. Just you went too far at the top over the leg. Now, if it's in Hashem's name, like Elokechem. So now you can't scrape. Ein l'sakim, just leave it alone. V'yishar kach, leave it as is v'kosher, and it's fine. V'gam b'shabbos in l'hoitzi acheres b'avurzei. Now Shabbos, you will not take out unless you have a Torah for that. Tzuras ois nun kafufa. The bent nun, the regular nun, beginning of the word, middle of the word, how do you make a nun? Ois nun kafufa yaseh roshah k'mo rosh hazayin. You begin to understand that the nun kafufa starts with a zayin. The top of the nun is a zayin. Ushlosha tagin ala, and has three tagin coming out, like a zayin. V'lo yoser, not more. V'lo yoser rochov merosh hazayin. And it shouldn't be wider than a zayin. So it's essentially one kol missing width. So to have yidoyim ala beis, we don't want it to end up looking like a beis, im yerochov at yoser, if you extend the top too much. And for this reason as well, the base below, we want to extend it to the left more than the top. It shouldn't be equal, the bottom and the top. We want the bottom to extend further than the top. Because we don't want it to look like a base. A base and a chaf, the tops and bottoms are supposed to be the same size, same length. The nun, we bedafka want the bottom to be wider than the top, and you shouldn't confuse it with a beis or chaf. V'tzavar ha-nimshach me'emtza rosho yilechadchila ketzas av v'orach ketzas umuto letzad yamin. The neck that you draw down from the middle of the top, which is like your zayin top, it should lechadchila be a little bit thick and long and leaning towards the bottom right. And you could line up another ois right next to the nun, and there'll be space for it. The bottom right of the nun should be rounded. Now, if instead of making a zayin for the top of the nun, instead of that you made it a vav, instead of putting the neck in the center of the top of the nun, the neck is on the right corner of the top of the nun. So now it's a vav instead of a zayin. He niach a pimegodim tzorichin. Pimegodim says tzorichin. Ve'viyah gonim kivay eger b'chidushav kivay eger kolsis in his chidushim. U'menachas davet simchav gil mashma the kosher b'diavet. Nachas davet seems to say b'diavet is kosher. Ve'chein mashma he is dait the lechur me'lavush. And I think the Lavush would agree. Because at the end, when he describes the appearance of the oisius, he says these are the things that are ma'akiv, and he doesn't mention that the nun should appear like a zayin is ma'akiv. Ve'al kol ponim nira pashut. In any event, it seems simple. The afla dasi pi megadim, that even according to pi megadim, mahani tikun, that you can fix it if you made a vav instead of a zayin. The pi megadim said tzarech iyun. And the other poskim say it's kosher. So he says that the Pima Gadim would agree that you could fix it up afterwards. Vafilu b'tfilin mezuzas, even in tfilin and mezuzas, and it won't be a parashat kesedron. Tehanu sheyigro techila ketsas me'rosh letzad smol. So how are you going to fix it? You made a vav, you should have made a zayin. So at the top left, scrape off a little bit, but don't scrape it all off. Lo habe, not a lot. Kadesh Yeshar Idain Timunas Nun Alav, so it always keeps its Suras Nun. The Achakach Yosef Alav Diyo Litzad Yamin, and then you'll add some ink to the right side. La Sosu Kamarosh Zayin, so now it's a Zayin where the neck hits in the center instead of flush on the right side. The Lo Mo'il Bosophis Diyo Mitzad Yamin Levad, it's not enough just to add some ink on the right side. Dimken Yerosho Rochov Merosh Zayin, because what's going to happen is the thickness of the top will be thicker than the top of a zayin, because you originally made it a kulmus width to the left of the neck, and now you're going to add more ink to the right of the neck, so it's more than a kulmus total in space, like a kulmus and a half. We want the top to be one kulmus, so the etza is to scrape away, let's say, half a kulmus of your vav top, and then add another half a kulmus of ink on the right side, and then you have exactly one kulmus thickness up top. That's ideal. But to add just ink on the right and not to scrape off from the left, so then it's going to be too big. It's bigger than a normal Zayas' head. You shouldn't do that. Tsuras ois nun pshuta. How do you make a nun sofis? The straight, simple nun. Ois nun pshuta to'ar tsurasa kamozayin. Just like the nun kafufa begins with a zayin, the nun pshuta is a zayin. Ushlosha tagin al rosha, with three tagin on top. What differentiates it from a zayin? Achshi aruka kashir sheruya lehasos nun kafufa tich mevena. What makes the difference is it's so long that if I wanted to take the bottom and lift it up and curve it around, I can make a nun kafufa if I twist it around. The Hainalo Pachos Midal Kumusin im Gaga, which means it's not less than four kumusin with its top. So a Zion would run a height of three kumus. The Nun Sofis has to run four kumus minimum. The Masakitsaran, if you made it shorter than that, Maunatinik, you show it to a child, the Chakim will take pay, she's not too smart, not too stupid. Then Kara Zion Psu, if he says that's a Zion, it's possible. And what about if he extended the top and it goes off the edge looking more like a vav, a long vav, than like a long zayin? Very similar to Pimigam Sasurchin, if the nun kafufa was a vav instead of a zayin. So here too, if you make the nun sofis and the top extends to the left like a vav, so Pimigam Sasurchin. The other Achrim say it's not a Tzurchin. It's possible. You can't make a long Vav. It's not a long Vav. It's a long Zayin. If you made a long Vav, it's no good. Tzuras Ois Samech. How do you make the letter Samech? Ois Samech Tiegaga Lamala Aruka. The top of the Samech should be long. Then actually Gaga Shav L'Chadchila. It should be the Chadchila straight, a straight line. Ulamata Moshova Kotze, but below its base gets narrow. Kitzvichlios Agula Migimel Zavyosea. It has to be rounded on three sides. The Hainu Lamala Mitzad Yamin, the upper right is rounded. Ulamatam Shneat Stadim, and the bottom, both right and left, are rounded. If one of the bottom sides of the Samech were squared, right or left, you have to take another Sefer Torah. The Yistom Osa Legamri. The Samech has to be totally closed. The Gaga Lamalat Yilchatchila Oyver Lachutz Atzad Smol Kashir Gaga Vav. And the top of the Samech, Lachatchila, should extend a little bit beyond the left neck or the left leg. the size of the letter Vav. So the same way the Mem Sofis extends beyond the left side, a little bit like a Vav, so too on a Samech it extends. And at that point, we're not worried about rounding. That's going to be squared. But on the other three sides of the Samech, every one of them has got to be rounded. And that's what makes it so similar to the Mem Sofis, because they both have this halacha of extending over the end of the Ois. So in that way, the way it extends over, it creates like a Vav at the end. That's exactly the same as the Mem Sofis. The difference is going to be on the other three, that we want to make sure they're all rounded.